A proposal to amend the state constitution is stirring debate among lawmakers and legal experts in New Hampshire. The so-called Marcy's Law Amendment would insert specific rights for crime victims into the constitution. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, a well-financed campaign has brought the same debate to more than a dozen other states at the same time.
A few weeks ago, a crowd of people dressed in purple shirts and holding purple signs gathered in the lobby of the State House to show their support for Marcy's Law. The amendment, which would enshrine rights for victims into the state constitution, is working its way through the legislature and could be in front of voters for final approval by this November. And that is the story of Marcy's Law in Georgia. That crowd was gathered at the State House in Atlanta. But it's also the story of Marcy's Law in New Hampshire, right down to the purple signage and State House rallies. Just last week, Governor Chris Sununu made a Marcy's Law pitch in his State of the State address.
Victims of crime deserve equal constitutional rights, the same rights as defendants. No more, no less. That's why Marcy's Law is so important.
Look around the country and you'll see a remarkably similar story playing out in 13 states right now, like more than a dozen alternate Marcy's Law universes. But behind them all is one well-funded, sophisticated campaign called Marcy's Law for All. The group's goal is to get crime victims' rights into every state's constitution and ultimately the federal constitution. In each state, the Marcy's Law campaign uses largely the same playbook: hire top lobbyists, secure big political endorsements, and run a polished ad campaign.
Crime victims in Pennsylvania deserve equal rights. It's time for Marcy's Law.
Georgia needs Marcy's Law.
Marcy's Law for Ohio.
Marcy's Law for North Dakota.
Marcy's Law for Nevada.
Crime victims in New Hampshire deserve equal rights. It's time for Marcy's Law.
The campaign has its origins in the story of Marcy Nicholas, who was murdered by an ex-boyfriend in California in 1983. Just a week after the murder, the accused killer was out on bail when Marcy's brother and mother ran into him. They told the story to a local TV station in L.A. in 2009.
After the funeral, my husband wanted me to get a loaf of bread in the market, and I went in, and he was coming out of the market. But we weren't notified
staring down my mother.
The suspect was later convicted and died in prison while serving his sentence. And that might have been where the story ended, except that years later, Nicholas founded a computer chip company called Broadcom and became a billionaire. In 2008, Nicholas poured millions of dollars into a campaign for a California state constitutional amendment designed to make sure that moment outside the grocery store wouldn't happen to others. He called the initiative Marcy's Law after his sister. Among the privileges it grants to crime victims is the right to be notified of any change in the custody of the offender. It was adopted in California with 54% of the vote. Since then, Nicholas has marched to victory in five other states, convincing lawmakers and voters to rewrite their constitutions. Along the way, Nicholas has spent more than $20 million. But the idea that a California billionaire could lead the charge to amend the New Hampshire Constitution rubs some local lawmakers the wrong way.
It bothers me a lot.
That's Democratic Representative Marjorie Smith. She calls the whole thing a marketing effort that has little to do with New Hampshire.
It is another example of how large concentrations of money can affect the outcome of an election or of something like this that has very little to do with the merits.
It's hard to say exactly how much money will be spent on Marcy's Law in New Hampshire, but the group says it's willing to spend into the millions. Amanda Grady Sexton is the state director for the Marcy's Law campaign in New Hampshire. She's also worked with the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence since 2001. She says getting constitutional rights for crime victims has long been a goal of her organization.
We recruited Marcy's Law to New Hampshire to help us to achieve that goal. And without those resources, we don't believe it would be possible. This is truly sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
The campaign Sexton recruited to New Hampshire is a well-oiled machine that has found success in other states like South Dakota with star-studded TV ad campaigns.
They run $2 million at Kelsey Grammer in a TV ad. We get it.
Republican Mark Mickelson is the South Dakota Speaker of the House. After the amendment was passed in his state via a ballot initiative, Mickelson says county courts started complaining about an increase in costs. Now he and the Marcy's Law campaign in South Dakota are negotiating another amendment to be introduced to make changes. His advice to lawmakers here:
just make sure that what you're putting into the Constitution is something that you can live with for a long time.
As for the future of the amendment in New Hampshire, the measure faces a steep climb ahead. To become part of the Constitution, it needs 3/5 approval of both houses, followed by 2/3 approval from voters. It's beginning that journey with a lot of political momentum. In addition to Sununu, the amendment has the backing of legislative leaders in both parties. 22 out of 24 state senators are listed as co-sponsors on the bill. But at least one of those co-sponsors has already developed misgivings. Republican State Senator Bob Guida stood just a few feet from Governor Sununu when he launched the Marcy's Law campaign in New Hampshire. But at the bill's first public hearing, he testified against it.
This is pretty much boilerplate language that's gone around the entire country. That doesn't work here. It doesn't work for me. I'm very wary of boilerplate language.
Now Guida says he's gathering support among fellow senators to make significant changes to the amendment. Guida and others, like the New Hampshire ACLU, have concerns that the rights for victims will undermine those of the accused, particularly when those rights apply pre-conviction. It's unclear whether Marcy's Law advocates in New Hampshire will be willing to compromise on the amendment's language, but it does seem like a likely scenario. After all, that is what's happened in some of those alternate universes. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.